Okay, Archie, if you could just say something in French just to see if we're working.
Plus cheveux une cigarette.
Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. Now in mono.
Mono.
Yeah.
Trois, deux, good.
Bonjour, ma petit chouchou, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. I don't know how you say that in French, but I've got a very special guest in the way of Archie. Good evening.
Hello, this is Archie himself.
This is himself speaking, and he is very much looking like the self that is Archie. And tonight, would you like to explain to the listeners the sort of occasion that you've brought to the table?
Well, I mean, today is a very special day in the life of Jacques Brel, because he was neither born nor died on this day, and probably nothing interesting happened to him on November 5th, so we're honoring that.
Yes, Jacques Brel is alive and well and living on film. As the Boston Herald American says, Brel's music triumphs with a child's toy, a lover's longing, a castle in the air. With Ellie Stone, Mort Schumann, Joe Masgiel, and Jacques Brel himself. Jacques Brel is alive and well and living in Paris, the next in a series of five great films from great plays.
Can you do that again?
Namakita Paul, Namakita Paul, Caroline.
That's really good.
I'm waiting for Madeleine in front of the picture show every night at 10:30. Madeleine, she loves her so. I'm waiting for Madeleine. We'll go down and meet at Joe's. French fries are from who knows when, but Madeleine, she loves her so. Madeleine's my Christmas tree. She's America to me. I know that she's too good for me. That's what her mother always says. I'm waiting for Madeleine. We'll go to the picture show. I'll tell her that I love her then. Madeleine, she loves her so. She is much more than pretty. She is all that you know. She is my whole life to me. I love my Madeleine so. So I'm waiting for Madeleine, but I'm getting soaking wet. I've been soaked since half past ten. Madeleine is not here yet. I'm waiting for Madeleine. Joe is closed by now, I'll bet. No French fries from who knows when, but Madeleine is not here yet. Madeleine's my shining sea. She's America to me. I know that she's too good for me. That's what her father always says. I'm waiting for Madeleine. I've still got the picture show. I'll tell her that I love her then. Madeleine, she loves it so. She is much more than pretty. She is all that you know. She is my whole life to me. I love my Madeleine so. So I waited for Madeleine. I only have myself to blame. I went and caught a cold again, and Madeleine, she never came. I waited for Madeleine. All I did was call her name 1,000 times since half past ten. Madeleine, she never came. Madeleine's my tears of thee. She's America to me. It's true that she's too good for me. That's what her brother always says. I waited for Madeleine. It's always been the same, waiting here since who knows when. Madeleine, she never came. She
is much more than pretty. She is all that you know. She is my whole life to me.
I love my Madeleine so. So I'm gonna wait for Madeleine in front of the picture show tomorrow night at 10:30. Madeleine, she loves it so. I'm gonna wait for Madeleine. We'll go down and eat at Joe's. French fries up from who knows when, but Madeleine, she loves it so. Madeleine's my Christmas tree. She's America to me. So what if she's too good for me? Oh, mother,
yeah.
I'm gonna wait for Madeleine. We'll go to the picture show. I'll tell her that I love her.
You want to start?
Yeah. Well, they hold each other's hands and they walk without a sound.
Down forgotten streets, the shadows kiss the ground.
Their footsteps sing a song.
It's ended before it's begun. They walk without a sound.
Where did the H go? The desperate ones, just like the tiptoe moth.
Sur la plus haute branche d'un arbre était perché un petit oiseau, un mis de pierre. Tout est calme ici, gazouillait-il gaiement.
That was absolutely sensational. That was Madeleine by the cast of Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it had a sort of cartoonish, comic-ish quality, don't you think?
Definitely, definitely. A lot of Foley sounds, right?
It's hard to sort of evoke that, but yeah, if you had somebody sort of walking around you with one of those, I don't know what you call them, those bells, you go, dum, ding, dum, dum, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah. Would it be fun if you could just get someone to follow you around with that all day?
Well, it's a bit like, was it the Family Guy dog, Brian? Didn't he used to follow Stewie around with it? Or, no, that was it. Stewie used to follow people around with a tuba to make them sound fat. As I say, one of the many faces of Jacques Brel. We wanted to open with that one because it was a nice lively number, because a lot of people sort of as we're going to go into, right, Jacques Brel's kind of remembered for a lot of very sort of what I call reach for the bottle stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking about Amsterdam. My image of Amsterdam, I think the first time I heard it was Bowie's version, because it was a B-side.
Okay, yeah.
What it evokes to me, rather than the ship, it's kind of the rundown, you know those ports where everything's like, it's got those massive things that boats tie up to and they're a bit rusty. There's like a gent's toilets there that's probably been there since the 60s and it's probably crumbling into the sea. And there's
probably never seen a gent in its life either.
Right. True. Yeah. A gent's toilet with no gents. That's something to behold. I remember once we used to go on holiday to Bridlington and with my grandparents. In the harbour, there was a toilet, you know, like, I mean, you know, very vulgar, so other people are probably having their dinners and stuff, Saturday tea time, but there was a gent's toilet that was at the top of the stairs of the harbour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I was five and I got little legs. So my granddad sort of found this other gent's that was like round the back of where the fish and chip shops were. Sounds very ominous, doesn't it? But it was like the fisherman's gent's. It was like, no, there was no label to this toilet. I think it was like the staff toilet of the harbour.
Right.
But it was the foulest place you'd ever been to in your life, but it was, you didn't have to go up the big steps.
Right.
I don't know what this has got to do with Jack Brel, but that's what I think about when I listen to Amsterdam.
Was Nina Simone ever on the Muppets?
They hold each other's hands. They walk without a sound. Streets, their shadows kiss the ground. Their footsteps sing a song that's ended before it's begun. For the flame. They burn their hearts so much that death is just a name. And if love calls again, so foolishly they run. 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 And they run without a sound. The road they're on, I've walked their crooked mile. 100 times or more, I drank their cup of bile. They watch their dreams go down behind the setting sun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They walk without a sound. The desperate ones. Let he who threw the stone at them stand up and take a bow. He knows the verb to love, but he'll never, never, never know how. On the bridge of Nevermore, they disappear one by one. Disappear without a sound. And underneath the bridge, the water's sweet and deep. This is that journey's end, the land of endless sleep. They cry to us for help. We think it's all in fun. We think it's all in fun. We think it's all in fun. They cry, they cry, they cry, they cry without a sound. They disappear without a sound. They walk without a sound. Nice. Disappear without a sound. The desperate ones.
Miss Simone, Miss Simone, 20 seconds to curtain, Miss Simone. Scooter. Has it ever dawned on you the parallels that you have with society, that someone has literally got their hand up your backsides and they are controlling you and getting you to do whatever they want? I mean, really, am I the only one that's saying that? I mean, come on, come on. Well, it looks as though the guests walked off before the opening number.
Half an hour without a guest, we're the desperate ones.
Oh! Dog Jeffries.
Well, anyway.
Archie, what's next?
What is next? Oh, it's Alex Harvey.
So next is in fact next.
Oh yeah, next is next.
So coming up on Connections Next, here's next.
That's meta.
N-E-X-T.
Naked, a sin, an army towel covering my belly. Some of us weep, some of us howl, knees turn to jelly. But next, next, I was just a child, 100 like me. I followed a naked body followed me. Next, next. I was just a child when my innocence was lost in a mobile army hood house, a gift of the army, free of cost. Next, next, next. Me, I really would have liked a little bit of tenderness. Maybe a word, maybe a smile, maybe some happiness, but next. Oh, it was not so tragic and heaven did not fall. But how much at the time I hated being there at all. Next, next. I still recall the brothel trucks, the flying flags. The queer lieutenant slapped that ass in thinking we were fags. Next, next, next. I swear on the wet head of my first case of gonorrhea, it is his ugly voice that I forever fear. Next, a voice that stinks of whiskey, corpses and of mud. The voice of nations, the thick voice of blood in it. Next, since then each woman I have taken into bed, they seem to lie on my arms and they whisper in my head. In a dream that nobody understands. And though I am not dreaming in a voice grown dry and hollow, I stand on endless naked lines of the following and the follow the next. Next, one day I'll cut my legs off, I'll burn myself alive, I'll do anything to get out of life to survive, not ever to be next.
Tehran.
I've walked their crooked mile.
100 times. Or more.
I drank their cup of bile, little Greg.
I watched their dreams go down.
Hello, I'm Rex McCorkadale, and welcome to my programme, Jack Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Ombeside. And it's actually in this neighbourhood here, on Kirkfield Road, Withensey, in Ombeside. Ombeside obviously became Ombeside on the 1st of April 1974, and it's known that Jack Brel likes to go to places that are newly formed. And Jack Brel moving in later 1974 aroused the suspicions of Mrs. Dorothy Tweaks. Who's here talking with me now?
Well, it's Mrs. Dorothy Tweaks, actually. My husband is actually 132nd Belgian on his dad's side, so it's pronounced Tweaks.
And when were you first aware of Jack Brel living in Kirkfield Road, Mrs. Tweaks?
Well, I'm by no means a curtain twitcher, you know. But this bloke and his missus, Teresa, moved into Kirkfield Road. And, you know, I went and politely introduced myself to him. And I noticed he had a slight accent, you know, not from round here. And I thought, ooh. Then I asked, you know, what he did in his free time, you know. And most fellas would say, you know, round here, they liked, you know, there's a lot of retirees sort of thing. And, you know, when you ask them, they normally say they like going down dog track or going to allotment and growing some runner beans or pigeons or fishing, you know, stuff like that. And he said he were drawn to estuaries. And well, we're near to one, and he mentioned that he didn't want to invest in property that were nearer still on Sperm Point, because he saw it as being geographically unstable. And it dawned on me that, you know, he was clearly well-versed in the volatility of sand spits. And yeah, he once quipped, "Why would I live..." I mean, he didn't say it quite like that, but he said, "Why would I live on a crooked finger of sand when I could live on the altogether more stable land of Kirkfield Road with Unsea?" Although, you know, he did raise his eyebrows at the relatively high amount of coastal erosion in the area.
They're desperate ones.
And the buttercups nod their smiling heads.
Breaking the bees who came to court.
Stand up the lizard and the time take a bow.
As he sunned himself on moss grove.
Well, he knows the verb.
And the wind went sighing over the land.
Bien.
Tossing the grass
never,
to
never know
the rainbow
how.
Held out its shining hand.
Yeah, because he was doing My Death around the time of,
Cracked
was it
actor.
Cracked
Actor? Yeah, it was
Cracked Actor. Or he kept it going into Cracked Actor.
Because he sort of, yeah, it's like a bit like a lyric reading on this show. It's a bit of thing that sort of creeps in and out of Cracked Actor, isn't it?
Yeah,
you keep seeing that.
Keeps coming through the cracks.
That piece of, I mean, that does help a performance, you know, if you actually have something that you actually sing with or sing to. I mean, you know, like... the makeup or the mask, or you know, you're saying something, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, he was actually, you know, he did Amsterdam as well, so that was supposed to actually be on the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust, but he scrapped it and he put on the other cover. What was it?
That was the is it not? Is it Ray Davis? It's
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's out the Kinks. It's a different Ray Davis.
Yeah. That is a great song. His song is really good. But it's like, "Daddy, it's back to you. Say it. It's back to you. Tell me who you said it's back." You know.
It probably fits together more with the vibe of Ziggy, I think. I think that was...
I think Amsterdam might have dragged it down a little bit.
Okay. Brel's 1964 Jeff, which begins, "Non, Jeff, t'es pas tout seul."
"Hi, David. This is Scott Walker. I'm coming to you via a very crappy old handheld tape machine, so I hope it's all right. I'm going to be a devil today and not ask you any questions. I'm certain that among the many messages... there'll be those about how you always embrace the new and how you freed so many artists. And this is, of course, true. Like everyone else, I'd like to thank you for all the years and especially for your generosity of spirit when it comes to other artists. I've been the beneficiary on more than one occasion, let me tell you. So have a wonderful birthday. And by the way, mine's the day after yours, so I'll have a drink to you. On the other side of midnight. How's that?"
That's amazing.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger, then a cigarette. The water wall is calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. You're too old to lose it, too young to choose it. And the clock waits so patiently on your song. You walk past the cafe, but you don't eat when you've lived too long. Oh no, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. Shift break for snarling as you stumble across the road, but the day breaks instead, so you hurry home. Don't let the sun blast your shadow
Don't let the milk float, rob your mind. They're so natural, religiously unkind. Oh no, love, you're not alone. You're watching yourself, but you're too unfair. You've got your head all tangled up, but I'm barking only make you care. Oh no, love, you're not alone. No matter what or who you blame, no matter when or where you've seen, all the lies did a lacerate your brain. I've had my share, I'll help you with the pain. You're not alone.
And Le Tango Funèbre. Anything you want to say about this particular one?
I think Gainsbourg actually helped him with his first album. And he was sort of, this is all me reading Wikipedia about 2 hours before. He was credited with kind of reviving the, what is it, chanson?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, he's called the Genie Holiday of New Wave.
And it dawned on me that, you know, he was clearly well versed in the volatility of sand spits.
Déjà me couvrant de baisers et s'arrachant mes mains et demandant tout bas, est-ce que la mort s'en vient? Est-ce que la mort s'en va? Est-ce qu'il est encore chaud? Est-ce qu'il est déjà froid? Ils ouvrent mes armoires, ils tâtent mes faïences. Ils fouillent mes tiroirs, se régalant d'avance de mes lettres d'amour, enrubannées par deux, qu'ils liront près du feu, en riant aux éclats. Ah, 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 ah. Ah, je les vois déjà, compassés et frileux, suivant comme des artistes mon costume de bois. Ils se poussent du cœur pour être le plus triste. Ils se poussent du bras pour être le premier. Le premier. Ils ont amené des vieilles qui ne me connaissaient plus. Ils ont amené des enfants qui ne me connaissaient pas. Pense au prix des fleurs et trouve indécent de ne pas mourir au printemps quand on aime le lilas. Ah, ah. Ah, je les vois déjà, tous mes chers faux amis, souriant sous le poids du devoir accompli. Ah, je le vois déjà, trop triste, trop à l'aise, protégeant sous le drap tes larmes lyonnaises. Tu ne sais même pas, sortant de mon cimetière, que tu entres en ton enfer quand s'accroche à ton bras le bras de ton quelconque, le bras de ton dernier, qui te fera pleurer bien autrement que moi. Ah!
Ah, ah. Je me vois déjà m'installant à jamais, bien au triste, bien au froid, dans mon champ de soleil. Ah, je me vois déjà, je me vois tout au bout de ce voyage-là, d'où l'on revient de tout, je vois déjà tout ça. Et l'on a le brave culot d'oser me demander de ne plus boire que de l'eau, de ne plus trousser les filles, de mettre de l'argent de côté, d'aimer le filet de maquereau et de crier vive le roi. Ah, 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 ah.
The dance before the flame. They burn their hearts so much.
That death is just a name, keep it light. And if love calls again.
So, foolishly, they run. They run. They run. They run.
They run. They run. They run. They run. They run. They run. They run.
Is that enough?
They run. Sound.
Well, I wended my way round Withensea and I found myself at the Golden Haddock Fish and Chip Shop on Lighthouse Road. And it was here a couple of years ago in December 1974 that Jacques took on a Friday shift, primarily frying fish and serving the general public with it. And it's here that I spoke to Gary, who still works here.
Well, he worked Friday man with Jack. You know, he really sort of reminded me, sort of encapsulated Fridays for me. You know, because he was a bit of a card with Jack. You know, and when you work alongside someone serving fish and chips, you know, Friday night in, Friday night out, you get to know someone. And I noticed that he had a penchant, and it, I mean, he did use that word quite a lot.
Harry, can you put us some more mushy peas in?
Yeah, all right, Doug. I mean, he was a very erudite man for serving fish heads and tails. And I used to josh with him and say, oh, come on, Jack, folks aren't that hard up, generally speaking, round Withensea. Oh, he had a very, very developed sense of humour, did Jack, and he told me a joke. He says, a bloke walked into the library and says, and he said it in his accent, he says, oh, can I have some fish and chips, please? And librarian said, I'm sorry, sir, this is the library. He said, oh, sorry, can I have some fish and chips, please? You know, he did make me laugh, did old Jack. And I thought to myself, you know, this is a man, obviously, with comedy timing. And the other thing he did do on busy shifts is resorted to chanson, which, you know, I never objected to. I think it's refreshing. He was very sort of vaudevillian, really. And, you know, there's a lot of folk around here that were, you know, quite two-dimensional. And if there's one thing Jack had, it were dimension. You know, in a town with full of rectangles, he were a nonagon at least. And, you know, I might even go up to a dodecagon.
Waiting for Madeline, and we'll go to that picture show.
I'll tell her that I love her. Then Madeline, she loves that so.
She is much more than pretty. She is all that you know.
Behind the dirt sprawled before us, behind narrow eyes and faces of fat, beyond those hands opened or closed that strain in vain or raise their fists. Further than frontiers that barb our path, further than misery we must look. We must look at what is beauty, the grey sky or blue, the women by the stream, the faithful friend, tomorrow's sun, the flight of a swallow, the boat that returns, the faithful friend, tomorrow's sun, the flight of a swallow, the boat that returns. Beyond the concert of sobs and tears, of cries of anger, of men in fear, beyond the din of streets and singers, of warning sirens, of swearing porters, stronger than children who recount the wars, and stronger than the great who've made us make them. We must listen to the bird in the wood, the murmur of summer, the rising of blood, the mother's soft songs, the children's prayer, and the noise of the earth gently falling to sleep. The mother's soft songs, the children's prayer, the noise of the earth gently falling to sleep. We must listen. We must.
I'm just trying to imagine. I mean,
a Spanish poem?
Yeah, that does sort of evoke all kinds of things. But like with Jackie, if I, without reading into it, what Brel was intending when he wrote it, I mean, how do you kind of see that song? I mean, who's singing it? What is the character? I mean, there's so much character in that song.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's kind of this latter-day dandy. I sort of imagine him walking around, sort of, I don't know, swaggering about the place with... I don't know. Somehow he's got big frills on his cuffs.
Yeah, kind of when I think about Brel, I think of like sort of Ray Davies kind of almost being like an English Brel. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the English. Well, yeah, because I mean, that's the thing with the Kinks. I mean, they're quintessentially, you know, if you wanted to try and describe Englishness to somebody.
Yeah.
Without... I mean, that's the thing. You can't explicitly say what it is. You know, you sort of open your mouth and go, you know, nothing comes out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yes. There's a definite coin slot amusement park fisherman gents thing going on here.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is, though, is the spectacle of life.
Un jour à Knokkelzoet, je deviens comme je le redoute, chanteur pour femmes finissantes. Même si je leur chante Mikolasson avec la voix bandonnéante d'un argentin de Carcassonne. Même si on m'appelle Antonio, que je brûle mes derniers feux en échange de quelques cadeaux, madame, Dieu fait ce que je peux. Même si je me saoule à l'hydromel pour mieux parler de virilité à des mémères décorées comme des arbres de Noël. Je sais que dans ma soulographie, chaque nuit pour des éléphants roses, je rechanterai ma chanson morose, celle du temps où je m'appelais Jackie. Être une heure seulement. Être une heure, quelquefois. Être une heure, rien qu'une heure durant. Beau, beau, beau et con à la fois. Même si un jour à Macao, je deviens gouverneur de tripots, cerclé de femmes languissantes. Même si lassé d'être chanteur, j'y sois devenu maître chanteur, et que ce soit les autres qui chantent. Même si on m'appelle le beau Serge, que je vends des bateaux d'opium, du whisky de Clermont-Ferrand, de vrais PD, de fausses vierges. Que j'ai une banque à chaque doigt et un doigt dans chaque pays, et que chaque pays soit à moi, je sais quand même que chaque nuit, seul au fond de ma fumerie, pour un public de vieux chinois, je rechanterai ma chanson à moi, celle du temps où je m'appelais Jackie. Être une heure seulement. Être une heure, quelquefois. Être une heure, rien qu'une heure durant. Beau, beau, beau et con à la fois. Même si un jour au paradis, paradis. Je devienne comme j'en serais surpris, chanteur pour femme à aile blanche. Même si je leur chante Alléluia en regrettant le temps d'en bas où c'est pas tous les jours dimanche. Même si on m'appelle Dieu le Père, celui qui est dans l'annuaire, entre Dieu le Fils et Dieu vous garde, même si je me laisse pousser la barbe. Même si toujours trop bonne pomme, je me crève le cœur et le pur esprit à vouloir consoler les hommes, je sais quand même que chaque nuit j'entendrai dans mon paradis les anges, les saints et Lucifer me chanter ma chanson naguère, celle du temps où je m'appelais Jackie. Étant une heure seulement, étant une heure, quelquefois, être une heure, rien qu'une heure durant, beau, beau, beau et con à la fois.
I was standing on the road, and the tarmac was grey.
And I saw the roadkill, and I started to pray.
And as I turned the corner blind, I saw a bakery with cakes.
I said, is this a mere fakery that they've made?
And as the baker, he baked the cakes of orange and brown.
I'm so glad you didn't say orange the second time around.
And the baker's wife, she makes such a fuss and such a shake.
But you should see her when she pops out of that cake.
Au port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui chantent les rêves qui les hantent au large d'Amsterdam. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui dorment comme des oriflammes le long des berges mortes. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui meurent, plein de bière et de drames aux premières lueurs. Mais dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui naissent dans la chaleur épaisse des langueurs océanes. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui mangent sur des nappes trop blanches de poissons ruisselants. Ils vous montrent les dents à croquer la fortune, à décroisser la lune, à bouffer des rubans. Et ça sent la morue jusque dans le cœur des frites que leurs grosses mains invitent à revenir en plus. Puis se lèvent en riant dans un bruit de tempête, referment leurs braguettes et sortent en rotant. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui dansent en se frottant la panse sur la panse des femmes. Ils tournent et ils dansent comme des soleils crachés dans le son déchiré d'un accordéon rance. Ils se tordent le cou pour mieux s'entendre rire jusqu'à ce que tout à coup l'accordéon expire. Alors, le geste grave, alors le regard fier, ils ramènent leurs patates jusqu'en pleine lumière.
Et ils tournent et ils dansent,
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 comme des soleils crachés dans le son déchiré d'un accordéon rance.
Et ils tournent et ils dansent,
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 en se frottant la panse sur la panse des femmes dans le port d'Amsterdam.
Y a des marins qui chantent les rêves qui les hantent au large d'Amsterdam. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui dorment comme des oriflammes le long des berges mortes. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui meurent plein de bière et de drames aux premières lueurs. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui naissent dans la chaleur épaisse des langueurs océanes.
Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui boivent et qui boivent et reboivent et qui reboivent encore. Ils boivent à la santé des putains d'Amsterdam, leur Hambourg ou d'ailleurs, enfin. Ils boivent aux dames qui leur donnent leur joli corps, qui leur donnent leur vertu pour une pièce en or. Et quand ils ont bien bu, se plantent nez au ciel, se mouchent dans les étoiles. Je pleure sur les femmes infidèles. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y'a des marins qui boivent et qui boivent et qui reboivent encore. Ils boivent à la santé des putains d'Amsterdam, leur Hambourg ou d'ailleurs leur femme. Ils boivent aux dames qui leur donnent leur joli corps, qui leur donnent leur vertu pour une pièce en or. Et quand ils ont bien bu, se plantent au ciel, se mouchent dans les étoiles. Ils pissent comme je pleure sur les femmes infidèles.
Their name just looks like a confused Scrabble board.
Well, yeah, their name is HK, and it's either somebody called Les Saltimbanks, or it's French, Les Saltimbanks. Sort of Les Saltimbanks sounds like somebody who would have a band in the 70s, like Les Saltimbanks and the Knee Slappers or something like that.
Yeah.
But what is unusual about this version of Amsterdam is it turns... I like the way you sort of told me this unoffensively into a reggae version of Amsterdam.
Yeah, because I can get offended by reggae quickly.
Yeah.
Mama, do you see what I see? On your knees and pray for me. Matilda's come back to me. Charlie, don't want another beer. Tonight I'm gonna drink my tears. Matilda's come back to me. Go ask the maid if she heard what I said. Tell her to change the sheets on the bed. Matilda's come back to me. Fellas, don't leave me tonight. Tonight I'm going back to fight. Wretched Matilda's inside. My heart, stop beating so. Just make as if you didn't know. Matilda's come back to me. My heart, I don't want you to say she's lovelier than when she went away. Matilda, come back to me. My heart, stop being overjoyed. Remember you were once destroyed by Matilda, who's come back to me. Fellas, please don't go away. Tell me that I mustn't stay. Matilda's coming back today. My hands just start to shake again when you remember all the pain. Matilda's come back to me. You wanna beat her black and blue, but don't you do it, I beg of you. Matilda's come back to me. My hands remember all the years. Remember when you caught my tears. Matilda's come back to me. My hands, you wanna touch her now, but please try and be strong somehow. Matilda's here, she's coming now. Now, mama, can you hear me yell? Your baby boy's gone back to hell. Matilda's come back to me. Charlie, champagne right away. I know you've been saving it for a holiday, but Matilda's come back to me. Go ask the maid if she heard what I said. Tell her to change the sheets on the bed. Matilda's come back to me. My friends, don't count on me no more. I've gone and crashed through heaven's door. My sweet Matilda's here once more, once more.
Yes.
Yeah, with Scott Walker, he was kind of living this life of going around, and that's quite a charmed life. I mean, Scott Walker, outside of recording those albums, what was he doing? What would he do if he was Scott Walker? I think he was just going around drinking Black Russians or something.
Yeah, and listening to the neighbours next door.
That was it. That's a charmed life. I mean, I want that life. I don't know. I mean, there's probably a lot of darkness in there, but
it's not.
I think it's... You know, to be Scott Walker. That'd be a good, actually, a good sort of biopic, actually, being Scott Walker. And I'm not talking about sort of going into the depth of, you know, his work or anything like that, but just like a, almost like the Osbournes, but, you know, the Walkers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just so, have him walking around with his massive baseball cap on and, you know, with a massive brim on it. He wasn't really doing that in the 60s. I think in the 60s, he was more like the embodiment of Jecky. Himself.
Oh, definitely he was. I think definitely, yeah.
But, I mean, there's not a lot of... You know, like, normally with somebody that was super famous, like Mick Jagger or the Beatles or, you know, Hendrix, we're talking about, there's a lot of footage of those people sort of in everyday situations, but I don't think there's, you know... I mean, can you imagine Scott Walker?
Yeah, it's kind of private. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Scott Walker going to the cash point.
Yeah.
Scott Walker buying a quarter of a pound of midget gems.
I said, is this a mere fakery that they've made?
Well, fate had it later in 1975 that Dorothy and Gary bumped into each other with a third person, Veronica Stambridge, whose pen friend was one Scott Walker.
Yeah, I mean, it's something to do, isn't it? I had about three pen friends, but, I wrote about a letter a month to this bloke, Scott, and didn't say a lot. But then I moved to Withernsea, you know, I moved from Stockport. And I noticed when I mentioned to him that I'd moved to Withernsea, his letters did get slightly more animated, you know. And he got quite excited saying that Jack Bell had moved there because he thought it was inspirational. And I saw Gary and Dorothy and also Jack, who was sort of in the background. And Dorothy and Gary were watching him make observations about the rust on white-painted Victorian promenade railings that had got slightly brown with the rust. Jack liked that, I think. And it was quite uncanny. We said all together, Jack Bell is alive and well and living in Withernsea. And Jack actually came over and patted us in a nonchalant manner and then stood in front of, one of them beachfront chalet doors and exclaimed, in front of that door, there is...
Like a swinging door, a patient girl who knows the score. Whistle for her and the passing time. My death waits like a Bible truth at the funeral of my youth. Weep loud for that and the passing time. My death waits like a witch at night, as surely as our love is bright. Let's laugh for us and the passing time. But whatever is behind the door, there is nothing much to do. Angel or devil, I don't care, for in front of the door, there is you. My death waits like a beggar blind, who sees the world with an unlit mind. Throw him a dime for the passing time. My death waits to allow my friends a few good times before it ends. Let's drink to that and the passing time. My death waits in your arms, your thighs, your cool fingers will close my eyes. Let's not talk about the passing time. Whatever is behind the door, there is nothing much to do. Angel or devil, I don't care, for in front of the door, there is you. My death waits among falling leaves, in magicians' mysterious sleeves, rabbits, doves, and the passing time. My death waits there among the flowers, where that blackest shadow cowers. Let's pick lilacs for the passing time. My death waits in a double at my head. Pull up the sheets against the passing time. But whatever is behind the door, there is nothing.
Yeah, that was my death. Mort Schumann. That was. I mean, you can't really say anything else after that, can you? Oh, you can, but it just disappeared.
Lift your arms up.
Oh, yeah.
My stench.
That's yeah. I'm there. I'm throwing that dime. That is brings us quite poignantly to the end of another gripping edition of Connections. Yeah. So, Archie, anybody you want to say hello to?
Yeah, I'd love to say hello to everyone beyond the door. Well, I mean, I was just thinking he's opening the door, you know, angel or devil, you know, who's behind the door? What if it wasn't you? What if it was like the Avon lady or, you know?
Well, I stick around and keep safe and keep connected and keep it brow. And till next time, Archie, thank you very much. Come again.
Keep it brow.
Yeah, keep it brow. Come and see us soon. Always good to have you along. And thank you for such a brilliant idea for a show.
Yeah, and thank Brel for writing a lot of brilliant songs.
Yeah. Thank you, Brel, wherever you are.
Eureka.